Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. A little too enthusiastic. I'm sorry. It's Friday. No, it is. Look, it's Friday. The sun is shining. The weather is fantastic. I have to thank my friends over at The Blaze, Glenn Beck's outfit, for covering what Dick Morris said to me yesterday on this here little program. They made it the top story over at The Blaze, which is fantastic. It's nice when you realize who's listening, you know? It's just makes you feel good. But anyway, long story short, what did Dick Morris tell us yesterday? Dick Morris said landslide. Landslide for Donald Trump. Now, that's nice that he said that. And I am certainly hopeful that he is correct. But I don't know. I do not do predictions. I will not do predictions. Everybody who asks, how do you feel, Jeff? I feel great. No, I mean about the election. Oh, well, guardedly optimistic, cautiously optimistic. Those are the payoff phrases, right? All right, well, then that's how I feel. I understand fully that we've got two big campaigns. And what I think is wonderful, and if you heard, was it Hung Cao this morning? I think it was with John Reed this morning. Hung Cao said something to the effect of, well, why would President Trump spend time just 3 days before the election in a state that he doesn't have a chance of winning? We're talking, obviously, about our beloved Commonwealth. Now, I got to tell you something. I have been saying that Virginia is in play since day one. And my friends around the country, some of them, I'm not going to share exactly who all of them are, but some of them were like, oh, come on, it's just not going to happen. It's wishful thinking on your part. It is wishful thinking, but I am telling you, because I know, because I'm here on the ground, because I talk to people, Virginia is very much in play. And I shared that with a whole variety of people, making appearances on Fox News and on Newsmax and on News Nation and sharing with all of their viewers, hey, Virginia's in play. And something interesting has happened. A lot of those outlets have veered in another direction. You can always tell how the campaigns are going. It doesn't matter which political campaign it is. If it's a national campaign, it's being contested in all, 58, 59 states, according to President Obama. You know, all the states. You can tell where the resources are deployed. And what happens with a lot of these national television outlets, they say, it's down to Arizona and Pennsylvania. So that's where we're sending all our guys. We'll have cameras there, and that's what we'll do. We'll talk to people from there. I'm just here to tell you, Virginia's in play. It would be a prediction, so I don't do predictions, but Virginia is in play. I think there's still early voting today, right? I honest to goodness, I don't know, because I am one of those dinosaurs who goes and votes on Election Day. And I've heard Governor Youngkin and everybody else tell me, please, you got to vote ahead of time. Winsome Sears said that. I think Jason Meares did a campaign sort of thing saying, hey, you ought to be voting ahead of time. Do the early voting. It's safe. It's secure. Understood. I'm set in my ways. I'm the crotchety old guy on the porch going, hey, number one, turn that music down. Number two, I'm voting on Election Day. Now, maybe at some point I'll stop doing that. But for the time being, I am voting on Election Day. So I will be voting on Tuesday. If you have any concern about where this nation is headed, and you have not voted yet, then I would urge you in the strongest possible terms, go out and vote on Tuesday. All right. Now, I got to tell you a couple of things that are going to happen today because we've got some great stuff coming in. Number one, even though today is, well, it's November the 1st, we are going to bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor today. You know the way this works, right? I always do this. We always present it on the final Friday of the month. And the Fridays in October, well, they just didn't work out. And the final Friday of October, I was out of town. So we will present our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Friday, Blue Friday honor today. And it will be for the October recipient. But we're going to present it today. And I can tell you now, the honoree is... he's an interesting guy, and he was destined to come to Virginia. The man's name is Thomas Jefferson, for goodness sakes. Seriously. Sergeant Thomas Jefferson of the Petersburg Bureau of Police is our October recipient of the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honors. Coming up at 3:35, we'll share Sergeant Thomas Jefferson's story with you. We got Dave Brat dropping by at 4:05. Dave Brat, of course, is with us each and every week. I love Dave. Dave's a friend, and we always try and keep it focused on the economic stuff, right? It's not political. He's not here on behalf of Liberty University. I always have to make that clear so that he doesn't get in any trouble. But the jobs numbers are pathetic. Pathetic. I repeat, pathetic. 12,000 jobs? They were expecting 120,000, but wait, there's more. The jobs report from last month and the month before, well, they've adjusted those down as well. The economy stinks. There you go. Congratulations. Now you know. The economy stinks. And this is Kamala Harris and Joe Biden who have done this. It's just that simple. One of the funniest things that I'm seeing right about now, Kamala Harris's latest shtick is Donald Trump is tired and disoriented and weak. And I'm thinking, lady, with all due respect, Donald Trump is kicking your ass across this country. Donald Trump is doing 3-4 gigantic rallies every day. The guy is always spot on, put together, full of energy. And you look like you just walked through a car wash without a car. You are just done. And she's got the nerves. Well, you know, we're protecting Trump. Trump is Trump. There you go. I'm glad we were able to clear that out. We'll see how that plays out as well. If you do want to read the story again, I'm thankful to Glenn Beck and the guys over there at The Blaze for picking up my interview discussion with Dick Morris yesterday, where Dick Morris said, and absolute wipeout. That's what Dick Morris said. Absolute wipeout. That... Donald Trump is going to win in the last. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm hoping he's right. Whether he's right or not, I don't know. But, you know, we can all hope. We'll all hope. All right. A couple of things I want to remind you of. Oh, tomorrow. I got to remind you this because I just had lunch at Jake's place today. And nothing like overly important. Just a friend of mine. We hadn't been we hadn't chatted in a while. So he ventured north of the river, which is an adventure. You know, when you come from Chesterfield, especially, it's, you need a visa. You got to have your passport up to date and all that stuff. But anyway, so he came up here to the hinterlands of Ashland, and we had a lovely lunch over at Jake's Place. Now, I love Jake's Place. You know that. I talk about Jake's Place all the time. Tomorrow, because Wendy Yeoman grew up listening to this radio station. Wendy Yeoman grew up listening to WRVA. She's the one who said to me, did you know that the WRVA is having a birthday? It's like, oh, yeah, November the 2nd, right? Yep. It's going to be 99 years old. She said, I'm making a couple of birthday cakes for WRVA. We're going to celebrate the WRVA birthday with a couple of birthday cakes. You want to come? Is there cake involved? She said, yes. I said, well, then the answer is yes. So tomorrow, I think it's 11 to 12:30 is when I said, I would be there, and I think I heard John this morning saying the same thing. He's going to pop. Well, it's free cake. I mean, how can you go wrong with free cake, right? So we're actually going to hop on over to Jake's Place tomorrow from 11 in the morning till 12:30 in the afternoon, and I helped Wendy out, slice some free birthday cake to celebrate the 99th birthday of this radio station. That is pretty cool if you think about it. We've got Stan Andruski joining us at 4:35. We'll talk a little bit about cars. We've got the change of season, sort of, kind of, maybe, at some point. There's got to be something to make sure that your mobile is working properly. It is 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.